One of the major focuses in Rabbi Sacks' writings and teachings and presentations is the focus on tefillah, about how it opens up that relationship that we have with Hashem. And as we're learning the insights of Rabbi Sacks into tefillah, I would like to share a thought about Rabbi Sacks' approach to tefillah overall and tefillah, why we are going through our davening, what are we supposed to connect with. Rabbi Sacks says, if you look at the Gemara, we know that there are three tefillos we say on the average day, Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. And the Gemara tells us that there's a debate. Do the tefillos, are they a reflection of the karbonos that were offered every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, or rather the avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov establishing them? Rabbi Sacks says that if you look at the Gemara, you find something fascinating. The Gemara, when telling us that Avram establishes the tefillah of Shachris, Avram tikein tefillah Shachris, that Yitzchok is tikein tefillas Mincha, and that Yaakov establishes Maariv, you'll notice the Gemara tells us that there are three very distinct psukim. And not only does each one of the avos have their own distinct pasuk that tells us that they davened, there is a word in each pasuk that means that the avos davened. But yet it's not lehitz palel, it's not that they davened. The pasuk says for Avram, vayashkim Avram, baboker, elama kom asher, amad sham. And the Gemara says, amida here means tefillah. Yitzchak davens mincha, as the pasuk tells us, vayetze Yitzchak lasuach, basada lifnos erev. And Yaakov davens marev, vayifga bamakom, the word vayifga means to daven, says Rabbi Sacks, three avos, but three different words. Avram is amad, Yitzchak is lasuach, and Yaakov is vayifga. And explains Rabbi Sacks so beautifully that our approach to davening takes different vehicles. It gets us to different places. Avraham initiated his request for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rabbi Sacks, he was a creative religious personality. He met HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sought out Hashem before Hashem sought out him. Sometimes we are like that in tefillah. We have something we want to discuss, talk about, initiate, a big challenge, an opportunity, somebody who is sick, and we reach out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We initiate that conversation. That is Amad. That is Avram standing up, Avram initiating that tefillah. But Yitzchak is lasuach. Because when we daven, we have a conversation. Explains Rabbi Sacks as he writes, there are two parties to a dialogue, one who speaks and one who listens. And having listened, responds. When I daven, it's lasuach, it's a conversation. I know that I might be talking, but Hashem is listening. It's an important reminder for us when we have conversations that we should be listening to others. And that Hashem is responding. I have to find how he responds, but he is responding. He's listening and responding. And then you have Yaakov. Yaakov vayivga, because Yaakov wasn't thinking about davening, he goes to sleep. He's trying to run away, he's thinking about Lavan and about Esav, and all of a sudden in his dream, in the middle of the night, he finds the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sometimes it's unplanned, unscheduled, it's not the routine, and all of a sudden in the middle of a Tuesday Shachris, I find the Ribbono Shel Olam in a very meaningful way. That's vayivga. And it could be that's why Maariv, according to the one opinion of the Gemara, is a reshus. It's something that's not obligated in a certain sense, although today that it is, because you can't just require that. It happens on its own. So here we have, says Rabbi Sacks, three tefillos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, each representing a different avenue into how we daven, into why we daven, whether it's I'm reaching out, but I'm having a conversation, lasuach, and ultimately, through my tefillah, meeting the Ribbono Shel Olam. Record.